What concerns exactly?
The threats, of course.
Wool met Luke's gaze again.
Have you been listening, Master Skywalker?
Yes, Luke replied. But I'm having trouble believing it. The Krefs are actually threatening a Galactic Alliance senator? Wool's dewflaps tightened.
Heavens no, Master Skywalker,
Wool said.
Even they aren't that brazen. But I've had to ask my Warren clan to go into hiding.
Threatening a senator's family is still a crime, Luke observed.
And I'm sure they would be prosecuted for it,
Wool said.
If we could bring the Krefs to justice inside Galactic Alliance space. And if I had the kind of evidence that could be used to embarrass Wandara Deckort into pursuing the case.
Luke raised his brow. The Minister of Justice is on their payroll?
Bribed, blackmailed, threatened, or perhaps just overly cautious.
Wool spread his hands.
Who is to know?
Has Minister Deckort at least opened... Luke paused when he sensed a jittery presence underneath the shadow, up near the bow, then continued. An investigation of the threats against your family?
Not that I know of,
he said. Luke rose and turned halfway toward the presence. Wool tipped his head, but quickly resumed the conversation when Luke twirled a finger to keep it going.
The court claims that mere innuendo is no grounds for an investigation,
the Sullustan said.
But she has reassured me that if anyone in my Warren clan vanishes or comes to harm, she'll be happy to open a file.
What about Senate Security Services? Luke asked. Isn't it the Senate's duty to protect you and your family?
Duty and deed are very different things, Master Skywalker,
Wool said.
If the Krefs can subvert senators and high court judges, and they have, they could certainly subvert a bodyguard or two.
The presence was underneath the shadow's main cabin now, creeping closer to the galley table where Wool was sitting. Luke felt more apprehension than sinister intent in its force aura, which suggested that the intruder was probably a spy rather than an assassin, or perhaps merely an unscrupulous member of the service crew looking for something worth stealing. Motioning Wool toward the boarding ramp, Luke said, "We might be able to send a Jedi to help your family."
"Do you want me tossed out of the Senate, Master Skywalker?"
Wool asked. He rose and started aft.
"A lot of my colleagues actually believe that nonsense about the Jedi drawing us into war after war, and the rest are happy to blame you instead of their own bad judgment."
"It wouldn't have to be obvious," Luke said, waiting until Wool reached the boarding ramp. "We do have Sullustan Knights, you know." Wool thought for a moment, then shook his head.
"The Alliance has to handle this problem on its own."
He reached the boarding ramp, then placed a thumb over the control pad and raised his brow in silent inquiry.
"With the Jedi gone, it's the only way we'll ever build the kind of robust institutions we need to fight corruption like this."
Luke pointed at the control pad and nodded, signaling Wool to lower the ramp. At the same time, he reached for the spy in the Force, grabbing him in its invisible hand and slamming him into the hard durasteel of the shadow's belly. A muffled thunk echoed through the hull, and a voice cried out in pain and astonishment. Whoever was beneath the shadow, Luke realized, was not a professional spy. Luke allowed the eavesdropper to fall back to the hangar deck, then hurried aft.